Sesame Street is a place where it's generally sunny. The air is reportedly sweet. But since 1969, at least one person has been undergoing a personal struggle of epic proportions. Oscar the Grouch.
I don't really like being happy. But then sometimes somebody will give me a nice bag of trash. I'm going to get a chance to look through it. So that makes me happy. But I don't like to be happy. I'd like to be miserable. But being happy makes me miserable. So I like being miserable. So that makes me happy. But I don't like being happy. That makes me miserable. But being miserable makes me... I'm a mess.
As you might imagine, that sort of thing can go on for a while, and has. Carol Spinney has played Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch on Sesame Street for 37 years. In that time, Mr. Snuffleupagus has finally achieved corporeal form. A little red twerp named Elmo has seemingly taken over the universe, and Big Bird has turned 6. At the Daytime Emmys tomorrow, Carol Spinney will accept a Lifetime Achievement Award for his work, and he joins us now from Los Angeles today. Welcome to the program. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
If you've got questions for Oscar, or for Big Bird for that matter, or for that matter for Carol Spinney, give us a call, 800-989-8255. You can also email us, talk@npr.org. You've been there 37 years. Big Bird has just turned 6. Apparently Sesame Street is pretty good for you.
Yes, it is. And, of course, that's bird years.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either, but apparently they're longer than human years.
Yeah, funny, I looked younger when I started, but he doesn't look much different.
You've inhabited two very different personalities all that time. Big Bird, who's just about the sweetest kid you'd ever like to meet, and Oscar, who sweet is not a word anybody's ever applied to him.
If you called him sweet, he'd probably kick you in the shin.
Do you like being one more than the other?
No, it's hard to. I've often asked, which do I like best? And it's hard to say. Oscar has certain abilities that I've never had. And the bird doesn't have either. So I kind of like doing him, but I guess I like the bird the best.
The bird, though, as I understand it, is more difficult to perform. You're inside that suit.
Well, he's tall because his head is in my hand and it's straight up over my head. But sometimes it's more awkward though to do Oscar because you've got to squeeze into strange little places and positions.
Hmm. Well, let me talk to Oscar for a minute, if I could.
No, I'm not talking to anybody today.
Well, you got a Lifetime Achievement Award. That must make you miserable, huh?
I didn't get it. That spinny guy got it.
So you're not taking any joy in this whatsoever?
No, I tried to prevent him from getting it, but he got it anyway.
Uh-huh. Let me ask you a question. Oscar, there's something that's been bothering us all these years. That kid Elmo, does he bother you?
I can't stand monsters. He's a little monster. Now, I call him a little red menace. That's a play on words, you know. But no, he's all right. The kid's okay. He means well. That's why I probably don't like him.
You've been living in the trash can for a pretty long time now. Anytime you're going to go Hollywood now that you're in Los Angeles, move up and maybe into a dumpster, maybe?
Hey, I hadn't thought of a dumpster. Wow. You could spread out.
Could even have legs
trash
in a dumpster.
I could cram in there with myself.
You could even have legs in a dumpster.
Yeah, well, you could have anything you want. Well, I think I home sweet home or home sweet trash can.
Is there anybody
rent's
out
cheap? I'm sorry.
The rent is cheap. Oscar, is there anybody on Sesame Street that really you secretly like or maybe hate just a little bit less than everybody else?
Well, of course, I hate to say this, but I really like my pet worm, Slimy. But as far as human beings go, yeah, they're all right. They annoy me just right, so I like being annoyed, so that works out.
Let's get some listeners in on this conversation. 800-989-8255 if you'd like to join us. Josh,
say that again. I have to dial it.
Ah, okay. 800-989-8255. Josh dialed it already. He's in San Francisco.
Hi there. I wanted to know what they thought about the move to say the Cookie Monster has to say the cookies are only a sometimes food.
Ah, Cookie Monster's a health nut now, Oscar.
Right.
Yeah. Well, let me answer that. Oscar will say something like a wise guy, I'm sure.
Okay.
They decided that, people have commented, you know, he's kind of fanatical cookie eater. And so we're looking into the better ways of implying to children that they should eat good.
That sort of seems like it's kind of taking away.
So he realized, and actually all along he's been used to see him light into a steak. But I don't know if that's always the best thing to do. And I understand he's actually quite a salad man. But that's the only salad I've seen, a set of croutons, is crumbled cookies.
But isn't that sort of caving into the current wave of hysteria among today's parents, that they're so worried about their children being overly influenced by the media that even really innocent, fun, fantasy-driven kind of things like a cookie monster are being made to kind of toe the line?
Well, I still, you know, when our kids are really small that like our show, and I think that it isn't a bad idea to imply that eating good is a good idea. And so we do have a lot of influence on what kids are going to do, and we're not really comparing ourselves to other shows. And I think that it's a good idea to emphasize good eating, and might as well start when they're young.
Josh, thanks.
With arithmetic and the ABCs.
Josh, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
We're talking today with Carol Spinney, receiving tomorrow a Lifetime Achievement Award for his work on Sesame Street these past 37 years. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's get another caller on. This is Miguel Aaron in Portland, Oregon.
Miguel Aaron.
Miguel Aaron. Thank you. I'm sorry for mispronouncing.
It's okay. I wanted to know that in the Sesame Street movie, there was a scene where Oscar was running with his feet out the bottom of the trash can.
Really?
Yeah. Was that Carol?
No, I'm much too tall for that.
Oh.
We have to use a trash can stunt.
And so you had a trash can stand-in?
Yeah, well, you know, the little feet.
Just the feet?
Yes, because the lid is just slightly parted at the top so we can see out and not run into a tree. But actually, on Sesame Street, Oscar often walked around in the trash can with his little feet. And there was a fellow named Hervé Villechaize who was the plane. He was the first feet of Oscar's character.
Wow. That's it. I didn't know that.
Mm.
What was that, Treasure Island or Paradise Island?
I'm talking about his feet. That was on Sesame Street.
On Sesame Street. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Reuven. Reuven's with us from Galt, California.
Hello?
Hi, Reuven. You're on the air.
Okay. I just wanted to share a little story that my now 21-year-old grandson, when he was about 2 years old, and I'd wheel him by the frozen food section in the market in the shopping cart, and he'd yell out, pointing at the turkeys, "Big Bird!"
Well, you know, we have a joke around Thanksgiving when we're working that Big Bird, what's he going to do for Thanksgiving? Hide out as usual.
Uh-huh. It seems
to get a little nervous around that time. That's the point.
I remember watching Sesame Street in 1969.
Mm-hmm. That was when we began, and we had a lot to learn, I felt, when I look back at that. I have a copy of the first show, and it was a little bit more like the original Amateur Hour.
Well, one of the things, Big Bird was quite different then.
Yes, he was. Not, at that point, I didn't really know what I was doing, because he was just initially just going to be a big, silly bird. And I couldn't see out, and I had no monitor. And we didn't see playbacks very much, and I was shocked when I saw the show how much his head was flailing around, and his feathers were all put on inverted so that the underside of the feathers were showing, so he was all raggedy looking, and he just sort of talked like Mortimer Snurd, and it was a little into the show, maybe a month or two, and they started writing scripts for him, because when they had the scripts written, Big Bird hadn't even been built yet. He was built only a few days before the show and that we went on the air. So I suggested that maybe he should be a kid, and that changed everything. Because it's a lot better to have a kid there learning than this big goofy guy wanting to hang around the kids. You know.
Reuven, thanks very much for the call.
Okay, and thanks Sesame Street for all those years of helping kids.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome, Reuven. Thank you.
And very quickly, we just have a few seconds left, but as I understand it, you found Oscar's voice not in a garbage can, but in a taxi cab.
Yeah, that's right. I had never done very bass voices with my puppets before, And so I just hadn't found anything that seemed satisfying for Oscar's voice. And I got in the cab, and the guy said, "Where to, Mac?" And he talked about Mayor Lindsay and how he was ruining the city. And I will not use the language he was using. And actually, I kind of tended to agree with him, but I kept saying to myself, "Where to, Mac?" And so Jim was waiting in the studio when I got there, Jim Henson, and the builder, Don Saline. And so I got climbed to the back of the trash can and said, "Knock on it." And Oscar pops up. He says, "Get away from my trash can." And Jim said, "That'll do fine."
Carol Spinney is on his way to the Emmy Awards, where he will tomorrow receive a Lifetime Achievement Award to go along with his flock of other Emmys for all his work playing Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch over the past years. Congratulations again, Carol.
Oh, thank you very much.
Carol Spinney on the line with us from Los Angeles. I'm Neil Conan, NPR News in Washington.